welcome back to this holiday weekend edition of the Internet Advisor. I'm Foster Brown, and we have Ed Riddell, Kel Carson in studio with us, and we are ready to roll with your questions. Here's the number to call, 800-859-0957. That's 800-859-0957. Give us a call there, and we're ready to answer your questions about your computer or any other device you've got there that we can help with. Welcome to hour number two of the Internet Advisor, and I'm delighted to see what's happening on our holiday weekends is that people are taking the opportunity to call and get some help. Good for you! Calling early at 800-859-0957 or heeding Kel's admonition to vote as they do in Chicago, or call as they vote in Chicago.
You know, vote, call early and call often. You know, chances are what they're doing is they're celebrating, like in Chicago, they probably got a Chicago-style hot dog. You know, some little sport peppers laying on top of that with some relish and stuff.
Shane Hamlin told us about, Ed, remember that last weekend? He told us about that place that has Chicago hot dogs here in the Detroit area.
Hippos. Yeah, Hippos.
Well, we're going to have to look that up real quick.
And they have
quick,
the Chicago-style hot dogs and the beef and with the dip with the... He said it's awesome.
Oh, you mean the Chicago beef with the au jus dip?
Yeah.
Here we go. We haven't had lunch. Good. We haven't had lunch yet or dinner.
And don't have to drive 260 miles to get it. I like that sort of talk.
That's
when it
nice.
Ain't dirty.
That is nice. I want to thank Mike Stats for being our engineer the last hour. And Danielle Mason has stepped in here. She is the pleasant voice that answers the phone and is also our excellent engineer. Thank you, Danielle, for joining us here on this holiday weekend. We've got some callers out there, Fred and Betty and some other folks who are calling in. So let's dive right into it. Mr. Baker is on the line with us from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where he is getting ready to take some folks out on his boat this weekend. And in studio, we have Kel Carson and Ed Riddell. So let's go right to the calls that are waiting for us out here. Fred from Sterling Heights, how may we help you here on the holiday version of the Internet Advisor?
Yeah, good evening, guys.
Good evening.
I uploaded an update to my Windows 10 about a week ago, and I don't use the laptop very much because the smartphones are popular now, but I've lost my internet connection. I can't find my router.
Okay, so how long has your laptop been powered off? Because last October or November, Microsoft had a Windows 10 patch that really messed up a lot of people's wireless unit.
I did this about 10 days ago.
Right, but how long was it powered off and not being used, I guess is what I'm getting at.
After I updated it?
No, before you updated it, how long was it shut off? I'm sorry.
Not that long.
Not long.
I use it a couple times a week. I just don't use it every day like I used to.
Well, you know, there's two things that I would do. First, cycle the power on your wireless router first, and then see if your laptop will discover your wireless router.
That doesn't work.
Okay, the second thing to do is go into Windows and go into Device Manager. So on Windows 10, you go into the search bar and type in Device Manager, and that'll bring up an application. And Device Manager shows all the different hardware devices in your laptop or your computer. You'll scroll down and you'll see network devices. And they're categorized: screen, keyboard, battery, mouse, stuff like that. Network adapters. One of those adapters will be your wireless or Wi-Fi adapter. It might say something like Intel 6270, M Pro Wi-Fi or something like that. A lot of them are in. Anyways, you'll find your wireless adapter. There'll be four of them in there probably, three or four of them. One of them will clearly give you the impression that that's your wireless adapter. You select it, then you strike the delete key on your keyboard, and what you're going to do is remove that adapter or the definition for that wireless adapter. When that happens, Microsoft Windows will come up and say, do you wish to delete the drivers for this drive for this wireless adapter? You're going to select the option to say no.
Okay, I've got an Intel Wi-Fi Link 5100 AGN.
Yeah, AGN. That's 802.11 AGNN. Yeah, strike it, delete it, and then it's going to challenge you. Do you wish to remove the software or drivers for this? Select no. So it's you're doing this live. This is good.
You are about to uninstall this device from your system. I've got an okay and a cancel.
Say okay. Oh, there might be a checkbox that says, do you wish to also... Anyways, yes, you want to remove that device from the system. All you're doing is removing the definition for that device.
It's gone.
Okay, now at the top of the screen, you have where it says my computer name, the very top item, right? It will have your computer name.
Yes.
Right mouse click on that, and you're going to select scan for hardware changes.
Okay.
And then what it does, it's going to rediscover your wireless network adapter. And you'll see the screen flash several times, and your device will show up.
Okay, I see it again.
Okay, yep. Now on the bottom right of your screen, you could search for your wireless network again, and hopefully it shows up this time, where you'll see it'll actually scan and work properly, and you'll be able to see your wireless router at home. Please tell me yes, because this works 99 out of 100 times.
It gives the network name and it says secure,
yep.
But the at the bottom, what is it, the taskbar?
Yep.
It doesn't light up down there.
Well, you have to attach to it because it's secured. You just deleted it. So you have to select it and then type in the secured password one more time, and then you'll connect to it.
Oh.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So I says secured, but I'm not connected yet.
Is it challenging you for a password?
It's checking network requirements.
We have like 30 seconds before commercial.
Yeah, so I tell you what we're gonna do. I'm gonna put you on. And Fred, hang on a second. I'm gonna put you on hold so that when we're in the break, Ed can wrap this up with you to make sure that we've completed the connection there. But that's a good example of going through it step by step. Excellent. Well done, Eddie. The number here again is 800-859-0957. Normally, we try not to do the process on the air because it can be, you know, there can be a wrinkle. There can be something that's...
Right, but he was right with us. So.
He was right with us all the way, and it worked out perfectly. So thank you for that, Fred. Betty in Richmond and Lynn in Ohio, we're back for you in just a few moments. And for the rest of you out there, it's a great holiday weekend, and that means loads of time for you to call in, get a lemonade or whatever else pleases you, and call us back at 800-859-0957. The Internet Advisors are on the air for you. It's a lovely day in the neighborhood this long weekend. I know in my city of Royal Oak, they are busy celebrating a rib fest. And that is smelling very good all over the city of Royal Oak.
There is something absolutely wonderful about this time of year when you smell that.
Yeah.
Smelling of cooking meat outside and good warm weather, nice clear blue sky. A cooler full of cold libation. It's like almost heaven. It's almost heaven.
I love it. All right.
Well, as an update, I was able to work with Fred over the commercial break, and at the last moment, it did allow us to connect. So it did challenge him for his home wireless security key.
Ah, okay. Good. All right.
So
we got
back
that.
He's back online?
I sure hope so. It challenged him, and then he'll enter it, and we hope so. He couldn't get that far before.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right. 800-859-0957. Let's see if we can help some other folks out there. Betty from Richmond, Michigan, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Well, thank you very much, and happy 4th to all of you.
Thank you. Hope it's a happy and a safe one.
Well, I am hoping so, too. I have been getting a flash on I have a Windows 10 a Dell expiring desktop.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then it will say Windows 10 Creators Update, Review Privacy Settings. Is Windows 10 Creators Update something that an everyday user would need?
Well, that's a Microsoft update that came out three months ago, was like in January.
It's one of the newer ones. Yeah.
Right. And it was a major upgrade to the operating system for Windows.
Yeah.
And
why they gave it that title, I don't know, because it's freaking people like Betty out, understandably, by the way, Betty, because it's, well, I'm not a creator, I'm just a user.
Well, what it does is it downloads additional applications.
Yes.
And if you have like a Microsoft Surface, it increased the sensitivity, it gave you 3D paint capability, it gave you another photo gallery, I believe. So it gave you several enhancements to the Windows 10 experience,
right,
as well as some of the gaming interactions. So they called it a creator's update.
Does that same enhancements work for the desktop as well, or is it strictly like for more your tablet type situation?
No, it's for the desktop. One of the things I do enjoy, and I found it's true, is with the Creators Update, when you go through the usage and the setup of your Creators Update, one of the options is basically, do you wish to enable, and I can't remember what it is. It's basically, it turns off the blue in the screen after like 8 or 9 p.m. So it removes one of the primary colors or reduces it so that I don't have as much white. Mm-hmm. And my brain isn't tricked into thinking that I want to stay up later.
Yeah.
So when I do shut the lid, I don't have as long of a wait to fall asleep because my serotonins aren't messed up.
Yeah.
So I have found that to be the case. I could stay up until 11:30, which is like unheard of for me, and fall asleep right away, where before I'd always, you know, the screen was so intense. Coloring that
Apple does the same thing too, doesn't it?
Yeah, on iOS, it has a setting on there, and it's simply called Night Shift.
That's right.
And you click it, and it changes the hue of the
screen. I used to love that show on Channel 4.
But the big question is, for our caller, does she have a choice of of accepting it, or can she not accept it? What can she do?
I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming you just install it.
Yeah.
I don't think there
is. So it's not going to hurt it.
Yeah, and
if
I believe there might be some security enhancements to it as well.
Yeah.
So you should go ahead and install it. It should be fine for you to do on your computer.
Yeah. Okay, I wasn't sure what they meant by my privacy settings. Review your privacy settings before installing.
What that will do, if I remember correctly,
if you went in and did a bunch of customizations to like how you browse on the internet, that you don't want to connect cookies and those sort of things, if you've changed a bunch of those things, they want you to take a look at those and record them so that if something changes, you can put those privacy settings back.
And
to
I think
they may
have made some changes to Cortana. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
So they want you to review it because changes made to the voice assistant or search assistant within Windows, they just want you to know that about some of the changes that are taking place.
And they want to make sure that, for instance, that you want to download automatically and install automatically, or you don't want to download automatically and install automatically.
Do you want your searches to become part of Microsoft's database for purposes of better speech recognition or something like that?
Well, Cortana and I don't talk. but I use DuckDuckGo a lot for my general searching.
Yeah.
And Firefox is on there, but I use DuckDuckGo a lot for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed when I go into my Comcast, which I do have, and I use that as a home page, that I always have my email and everything comes in on the HTTPS setting. And I'm thinking, how did I do that?
Because your email is supposed to be secure.
Yes.
And that's what HTTPS means.
I never noticed that my regular email was before. And and then there's one more question.
Sure.
With my Dell, I keep getting a flag that says one update is ready to install, Dell Inspiron 3252 system BIOS.
Dell, the manufacturer, has different updates that they do to the hardware itself.
And I did that once before, and it seemed like I had a devil of a time with my computer, my other one, so I keep putting remind me later, but they keep doing it about every 10 minutes now.
If it's a Dell BIOS, you really do not need it unless you're experiencing problems like with the computer waking up from sleep or, you know, they're very minimalistic. Dell has a piece of software on your computer that constantly checks for updates, and they have an update to your BIOS. That's all that's saying. You could probably delay that for as long as you want.
She could probably even go into the control panel and turn off that under programs and features,
She could probably uninstall the Dell Assistant or whatever it's called.
I wasn't sure. As I said, I had the problem before, and I didn't want to start all over again, but they're reminding me now, like every 10 minutes.
Yeah, once burned, twice
once
shy?
Once bitten, twice shy.
There you go, yeah.
Go into Control Panel and programs and features, find the Dell Assistant, and just turn it off.
Okay.
Or uninstall it.
Yes.
All right.
Well, I do appreciate that. And thank you very much for your help.
You know, thank you, Betty, by the way, for asking those questions. You're certainly not out of line doing that.
Well, I listen to you every week, and I always mean to call, and I remember to call early.
I'm glad that you did, because it got you right in. Thank you so much for your questions. Okay. Have a great holiday weekend. All right, let's go to our next caller, and that is Lynn, who is with us from Ohio. Hi, Lynn, how you doing?
Well, I got a laptop that crashed several weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I was playing a DVD in it, and all of a sudden, my roommate said it just stopped playing. I went out and saw a blue screen on it and said it was being shut down to protect the computer for some type of error or something.
Uh-oh.
And I was running seed cleaner on it. I keep track of the temperature. Sometimes it would run 70, perhaps 80 centigrade. I don't know. That seems a little hot to me.
Yeah, that is a little hot. What about that? What's 70 or 80 centigrade? That's
hot.
Like 130 degrees or...
Yeah,
that's hot. I don't know. Let's see. So is your computer working now or just crashed that one time?
No, it's not working at all. In fact, I'll turn it on at the main switch, and it's a little on like that. That stays on. And on my shift lock key, there's a little tiny light bulb the size of a pencil dot. That's light blue, and that shows when the shift lock is on and off. And that'll sit there and flash a couple times, stop a couple seconds, and flash a couple times. And that's it. I can't do anything else with it.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, something's wrong. It's quite possible you had overheating, and that's why it shut itself off, or you have a serious crash. When you first powered on, did you say this was a Dell?
After it crashed.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is it a Dell computer?
I get nothing on the screen at all. It's totally blank. And then on my shift lock key, so it normally has a little light on there.
Yeah, it blinks.
When you're on the uppercase selective, that light stays on.
Lynn,
but this time, no screen, and it just flashes a couple of times and hesitates a couple of seconds and flashes a couple of times.
Okay, Lynn, hang on a second. What we want to also find out is what make or model this is.
It's a HP Compact Presario CQ57.
Okay.
Well, so that's compact. That's at least seven or eight years old.
I was going to say, that's an old computer. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. You probably had an over-temperature event or a high-temperature event, and it's crashed. I don't think you're going to be able to recover from this. Cal, do you have a suggestion?
You know, I think the problem is because the computer is so old and it's having a temperature issue, I bet you the paste that's on the processor is probably dried out.
Well, someone like you or me could potentially fix this, but if he can't even power it up anymore and see the HP splash screen, because it takes about 5 or 10 seconds for the thing to go into an over temp.
Sure.
After, you know, even if you stick it in the refrigerator for a little while,
yeah,
and then hurry up and plug it in and try to get into the Dell or HP BIOS so you can run a diagnostic.
Yeah, if he can't get that far, it's probably already damaged.
It's probably toast. It's damaged.
Sometimes it's running hot. Sometimes I put it in the refrigerator for a couple hours, sometimes overnight, and then it would run pretty cool. And then after about 9 minutes, you could hear the cooling fan start kicking on. They got different levels, low, medium, high stuff.
Okay, yeah. So what's happened?
It would get real high after about, you know, 15, 20 minutes, something like that. Why, you know, it'd just be running hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really sounds like your computer's reached the end of its life. And what happens, these computers get so hot that they actually desolder themselves from the circuit board.
Yeah.
And there's really not a way of fixing that. I've fixed a couple, but I've been lucky as heck doing that.
Okay.
I think the computer laptops reached the end of its life.
Sounds
really
like it.
Do.
There's some good. There are awful good deals out there. I hope you can find one of them for yourself, Lynn. Thanks so much for being with us here on this weekend. Sorry to give you that kind of bad news about a terminal laptop. All right, folks, we got lines open right now at 800-859-0957. Be like Betty. Call as early as you can, and we will get the questions answered for you. 800-859-0957. We're waiting to hear from you. Much thanks to Daniel Mason, who is our engineer here. Thank you, Daniel, for answering the phones. We got some phone calls coming in right now. We'll get to them in just a moment. 800-859-0957.
Hey, speaking of Canada Day,
yes,
Cal did a quick calculation on Celsius. Cal, what was that temperature again?
If you're burning at 80 degrees Celsius, if you're burning at 80 degrees Celsius, then you're at 176 degrees Fahrenheit.
And what is the melting point of solder?
176 degrees.
That's right.
Let
so
it flow,
what you were saying before, Ed,
it
is it exactly. Literally, folks, the components begin to slip off the motherboard because they are being unsoldered or disconnected.
Oh, I hope I'm not misspeaking myself. Is it Is it 170 or 270? I have to double check that.
Okay, you can go ahead and double check in the background. By the way, I just wanted to say, I got an email during the show from an old friend of mine, John Humphrey, and he had a question about Windows Update. John, please give us a call because it will not only help you, but it'll help other people as well. Or we can you can simply wait till after the show and we'll answer it by email.
I'm sorry, I remembered incorrectly. It's 173 Celsius, which is 370 Fahrenheit. So I'm sorry, I misled you, Cal. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, it won't be the first time, I'm sure of that.
Hey, anyway, it's too hot.
I got another thing to let people know about, too, because I just got this over this week. I got a TiVo box, and it's a TiVo HD box.
Yeah.
And I got an email from TiVo saying, hey, you got a Lifetime Services on this box. That's great. That's wonderful. We're going to be shutting that service off on all those boxes come the end of July.
Ooh.
But for $99, you can continue that service lifetime on a new TiVo box and pick one of the many different ones that they have right there. So now I have on order a TiVo Boat that's being shipped to me to replace my HD box.
So whose lifetime were they talking about?
Well, it's the life. If you read the actual information, I'd start digging into it. It is the lifetime of the box, and they're no longer going to support that box.
That makes sense.
So that lifetime goes away.
I got you.
All right. Box has been out since 2006. So
that's like dog years then.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was around for 10 years.
All right. Let's go to Kathy in Monroe. Kathy, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you?
Hello. I have a HP laptop, and it's like 1 year old. And
yes.
It has a Trojan horse, I guess the lady called it.
Yeah, a Trojan. That's it's a piece of malware that has buried itself in your computer and is now giving you fits.
Do you have any advice so I can get rid of this and not damage my computer any longer more?
First of all, you said it's a year old. Did you buy it? Where did you buy it?
I bought it off Home Shopping, and it had a lifetime free tech support from VTech, and they would always take control, you know, when I called them and linked in with them, and I loved watching them work, and then suddenly VTech skated out on Home Shopping Network, and I told them that I had a virus, and I've been calling them for 2 months. And they keep saying, well, wait a few more weeks. And I said, well, are you going to owe me a computer? Because
darn
the
right.
Tech had me take. What do you think on that? That's two subjects I just gave you, sir.
Yeah, you did. I don't know, guys. I would, if you have a computer that's only a year old and they're playing this shell game with you with a service.
Well, the first thing is, what is the warranty on that computer? Is it for a year?
Well, it's for tech service. It came with it. Like, they threw it in as a... not an app, because you can phone in to VTech, which is nationwide, I assume.
Did they say that the VTech service is there for covering you for a particular time period?
724 for the lifetime of the computer. And then my grandson by mistake broke the computer, so I paid an extra $300 for this when it was a couple months old. So I have quite a bit of money invested in this.
Ouch.
Yeah. It sounds like they skated, and she's already been arguing with them, and they're not going to provide support. The simplest thing to do is, what's our favorite piece of software?
Well, what operating system are you using, Windows 10?
Windows what?
Is Windows 10 running on the computer?
Oh, I would assume. I hope that I asked them to make sure I was updated. I assume. I'm not real illiterate on the computer, but I assume it's 10.
If you bought it a year ago on the Home Shopping Network, I'm going to presume that they put Windows 10 on.
So if you can still connect to the internet, I would suggest that you go to a site called Malwarebytes. That's Malwarebytes.
Yeah, so it's malicious ware software bytes. So malware bytes, BYTES.
.com.
And they offer a free software scanner that you can download and run on your computer. We tell our listeners all the time. Now, your computer probably came with antivirus software, and this can run alongside it. And, Cal, that runs on a Mac and a PC, right?
Yeah, it can run on either one of them.
Right.
And now, this is something I'm going to suggest to you. How did you pay for that computer? Did you do it with a credit card, or how did you pay for it?
I think it was credit card. Yes, it was guaranteed credit card.
So what I would do, if it was me, And if they were supposed to be able to support for the lifetime of that computer, I would contest that purchase with my credit card company.
Can you go back that far?
There's nothing to keep you from trying.
Okay, you're right. That's
I would contest the purchase based upon the fact that they did not deliver the product that they sold you. Mm-hmm. And then that will make them go back to Home Shopping Network. They'll hold money from them until they resolve the issue with you.
That's a good point.
Oh, good, because I've been so patient with them, and I keep asking and asking because I think that earlier that you catch the problem, we can get it fixed.
Yes.
And but what I was going to say is that VTech also had me pay like a couple hundred bucks or $250 for some Stopzilla that was supposed to be anti-spyware and all that, whatever.
Yep.
And that was for life. That was for lifetime, and then about 9 months later, they said that we had a problem with the Stopzilla, so now we want you to upgrade your lifetime. So I had to pay him another $90.
Yeah, you know what? I would stop right there because yes. It really sounds like, and I don't know this company, but they really sound like one of those companies that we receive phone calls from that tell us that we represent Microsoft, and you have a virus on your computer. That it almost sounds like a scam. It really does. It sounds like they're just going to keep on going after money because you're willing to pay it. You really don't.
Don't you think that Home Shopping's reputable? And you know VTech that makes all those little children's little flat like iPads, but they're for little kids. VTech, they make millions of products.
Well, if I had a company that kept on coming after me and for $300 and $90, I would suspect what their motivation is. Is it for my best interest or their best interest?
The first thing you want to do is go ahead and contest that purchase with Home Shopping Network. That will force them to take care of you in a proper way, either A, giving you a new computer that you can start all over with, or B, refunding back your money for what they did not support for you.
Right. Yeah, you have been stung enough.
Is my computer, like, destroyed? The lady showed me. She took me and showed me where all my information, where this Trojan is in there, is overseas. And so I had to call the TransUnion.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to badmouth this company, but they really don't sound like they don't sound very reputable.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Somehow.
Pardon me?
Are you familiar with Home Shopping?
Oh, no, we're not talking about Home Shopping.
Hey, Gary has something to say.
Oh, Gary, go ahead.
So I'm curious, how did you find out you had a Trojan?
Because I bought a Roku TV. Now, not a smart little streaming device, but a Roku TV. And I was trying to download a certain app for the Roku TV. And that lady said, ma'am, she said, your problem is a lot deeper than this. And she's the one who took me. She didn't take me to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, but she showed me the Trojan, how tragic it is in your computer, and I just didn't know what to do.
Yeah, but any Trojan, any technician worth, you know, that's been working on the job for 3 months should be able to remove a Trojan in less than 30 minutes to an hour. I could log into your computer and remove usually a Trojan very quickly using numerous free utilities that are available on the internet.
Did you have a follow-up on that, Gary?
This was Roku TV that when you tried to install it, you called their support, and this woman told you you had a Trojan?
Yes, because she said, because my Wi-Fi for my laptop is synced in with my Roku TV. And so the lady said that she could see that or something, and she, you know, that wasn't her department. She said, I'm not making money off, but oh, yes, she is. She tried to send me to some $300 guy, and I got mad. Because I keep spending money like this, and this is the Roku.
Yeah,
don't.
I was on another call. She called me back like 5 times, and I kept just discarding the call.
Good.
But I couldn't believe the business kept calling me back like that.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you've gotten caught in this kind of a whirlpool of scams that are going on. So Cal's suggestion initially, I think, is go where the money is. Go to the credit card company and start there. And
right.
Say, I want it shut down. Go ahead, Gary.
Don't we need to find out if she really has a Trojan?
Well, one of the
somebody told you had a Trojan doesn't mean you do. What are the symptoms?
Well, you know what? Skype for Business popped up there about 2 months ago, and that's when I kept asking for tech support, and I uninstalled it, and then I went in the background files because I know a little bit about computers. excuse me, and I still cannot get it out of my computer. It's Skype for Business, and it takes over my page every time I turn it on.
But that's not a Trojan.
I just assumed it was problems and it led to that, so I'm wrong, I guess.
No,
okay.
No, not necessarily. I mean, your computer isn't acting right, but one of the things you can do is download Malwarebytes. .com, and then download the free utility. Don't pay for it because they offer a perfectly free utility that'll scan, and then it should be able to scan your computer and tell you if you have some malicious software on there.
Oh, and lovely.
That's what we're saying.
The Malwarebytes won't cost you anything, and it can run that diagnostic. If it runs into something, it will identify it and get rid of it. If you have bigger problems than that, and Gary asked a very good question, how do you know that this is a Trojan? The way of identifying that is to use Malwarebytes. The other thing would be, too, to take it, you live downriver, I would suggest, see if you can, find a local computer shop you can take it to. I'm going to put you on hold, Kathy, and we're going to see if we can come up with some other solutions for you offline. Jim, we're going to get to you, and John, I'm glad to see you calling in as well. We're going to try to help you as well here to wrap things up on this holiday weekend. It's, oh boy, see if we can unravel things for our friend Kathy. Back in just a moment after these messages. You know, Gary, I want to thank you for asking that question about, you know, is there really a Trojan there? Because a lot of the way scams work is to convince you of something that really isn't the case so they can get you to spend a ton of money. Like this poor woman has spent God knows how much money.
Right, and who knows who she, how she got roped into it.
Yeah.
You know, was she trying to call VTech? Was she trying to call consumers, shoppers? Was she trying to call the Roku support line? Who knows? And then somehow she got roped into an illegitimate people that are more concerned about selling services and illegitimate software, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. But
do you remember when they used to call people and say, "Look, you have this virus here. I'll show you." And they tell you to go to this file.
Yeah.
And people go, "Oh yeah, I have that file. It must be a virus." When in fact it was a file in your operating system. As soon as they removed it, then it stopped. It made the operating system stop.
Yeah, that's the file that had the teddy bear icon associated with it. It was a legitimate Microsoft file. Yes, I remember that.
It's cruel. It's cruel to use teddy bears to scam people.
Isn't it, though?
That is cruel and unusual.
That would be the right thing to do.
All right, let's get back to our callers. We have a couple people here. Jim in Westland, how can we help you?
Okay, I'm going to help you.
Oh.
A new thing that I found on Windows 10 about a week ago, I had a JPEG that I wanted to enhance and make better, and after I clicked on that file, I right-clicked the mouse, and it gave me a choice of programs, and the one that I really like is a new one called Print 3D. When I clicked on that, and it opened up the window for the menu on that one, for that particular picture, and you can do it one at a time, you click on Save as 3D, and you get a 3D image you can see without wearing 3D glasses, and there's a big difference.
Wow.
No kidding. I didn't know that. I heard that Microsoft was going to have a 3D editor. I did not know that it would have that ability to modify your... I never played with it. Jim, that's a great tip.
So it modifies your existing JPEGs.
Yeah, well, you don't have to modify the original if you don't want to, but I'm telling you can view it without glasses for 3D, and it makes a much more realistic, life-looking picture. Let's put it that way.
I don't have to have blue and yellow? Was it blue and red?
Oh, yeah, red. You still may need the glasses. Is that correct, Jim?
No, you don't need glasses. Absolutely no.
What? What magic is this?
I'm telling you, try the program. Do what I just said. Click on it, and then click on the right-hand corner on the bottom, Save as 3D, and you'll find out you don't need glasses.
Well, thanks a lot for that tip. That's kind of fun.
It's called Print 3D. Thanks so much, Jim. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. But real quick,
the
poor lady that had all that trouble, I used to own a Gateway. Now, the Gateway would service 24 hours a day. But when they switched companies, they didn't have that same policy anymore. It was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't do a darn thing about it.
Mm.
And I mean that sincerely. You guys target to help people. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But if a company goes defunct or some other company buys and takes over that production, that application, how it was run, will not run that way the second person that takes over.
In this particular case, though, she bought the service package and the computer both from Home Shopping Network. And so they kind of had their fingers into the pie. And I think their responsibility would be at least to try and help her in that particular case, because they're the ones that provide her with the vendor contact in the first place.
And it sounds like Kathy went in $300 for an additional service for, and then another $50 after that.
Oh, they wanted more. I lost track of the amount of money that poor woman was putting
out. The best one that I came up with is the Geek Squad from Best Buy.
Okay.
You pay $100, three of your computers are covered. Unless you hit them with a hammer, they can fix them most of the time online. And if you take it to the store, you don't pay anything extra as long as you haven't hit it with a hammer or poured water on it.
Well, that's a pretty good tip. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a great weekend as well. Well, here is my friend John from Royal Oak. Hi, John. How you doing?
Hello, Foster.
How can we help you now with your update file?
Okay. Like the email that I sent you, it says, while checking Windows Update for important and optional updates, I saw the restore point come up and installing updates. All the important updates were installed, but the optional preview of monthly quality roll-up for Windows failed. And it says it was a file of 181.8 megabits. After that point, when I was trying to restart my computer, it wouldn't restart. And so what I did is I went to safe mode with networking. It was able to, you know, basically, you know, get my computer on, and then it came up with the, you know, with a thing that said that it had failed. Today, when I checked my computer, the optional quality roll-up came up again. It's an optional update. Mm-hmm. Do I need to download that? It comes up every month.
Whenever it's optional, you don't have to download it.
Okay. It just shows...
But it will nag you.
Right. Well, it's something about that you can make this go away or something. If you right-click on the on it, it'll hide it or something like that. But it's not something that I have to. It's not something that I have to download.
No, it is not something that you have to do.
John, what system are you running? What's the operating system?
Windows 7.
Okay.
It's Windows 7.
Yeah.
Windows 7. It's showing 2017/6 preview of monthly quality roll-up for Windows 7 for X 64 base systems, and then it's got a KB code next to it, and it's showing a code error and so on and so forth.
Yeah, those are usually Microsoft.net updates, if I remember correctly, but I'm not sure. So you're updating other components of Windows that don't necessarily relate to the operation of the system. I believe. I'll have to look into that.
Okay.
A little further. Yeah.
It was just something that just came up. And like I say, other times when I noticed in the history, it would come up like once a month, you know, back in, let's see, the beginning of June or something like that. So I thought, it's like, well, you know, that one said in importance, it says important. But this one that came up this month, or 630-217, was optional.
Is there an actual KB article number associated with that? Like,
yes. KB4022168, and then it showed an error detail code 8007064 3.
If you go into Microsoft Bing and you actually type in those two numbers, you know Windows Update fail, and then you put the KB number, you'll probably get some solutions to that. But also, you can also just type in what is KB4022168. It'll tell you what that update is. It's an optional update so that you can, you know, sit and spin on for your camera. I mean, who knows what the update is? I'm just not quick enough to type that in right now.
So by the way, folks, KB stands for knowledge base, right, Ed?
Yes.
And the number that you quoted was 4022168. And again, it's optional, but that would help you to find out more about what that is.
Oh, there it is. It's fixes issues with Edge and IE printing blank pages. So,
have you had that issue?
I don't know.
Well, he's using Windows 7. Did Windows 7 support Edge?
That's what Microsoft says. It's a Windows 7 and a Windows 10 update for 64-bit operating systems, and it's to repair issues with IE or Edge printing blank pages. That's all I read in the first paragraph.
So yeah, the only other thing that came up in an optional, which I've never downloaded, it says Advanced Micro Devices Media Driver, updated release in March 2016. So that's been sitting there for a while, but I don't think I need to download that.
That's only if you have an AMD component in your computer that matches that description.
And Windows, Microsoft Windows has identified that he probably does. There are a lot of components on there. So, I mean, it's probably like an AMD video card as an example.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's possible.
John, we're going to have to roll out of here because we're coming to the end of the show, but have a great holiday weekend.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you, John, for giving us that call. Well, folks, thank you for calling in early and calling in often here. We have a great show today. Thank you so much. And Gary, you got a moonlight crew set up for your guests?
Happy 4th of July, of course. And we'll have to do some fireworks cruising as well.
All right. Today, so. All right, Gary, take care. Have a good weekend, a nice long one here with the 4th of July. And Ed and Cal, thanks so much for being with us on board here.
Looking
today.
Forward to the smell of that barbecue. <tell you.
laughs> Danielle Mason, thank you so much for being our engineer here and for our producer as well. Did a great job handling both of those. Folks, I suggest again you go to our homepage at internetadvisor.net. During the first hour, we did some things about cyberbullying, and AT&T has done a great job of giving us resources. There's a video there, and by the way, pass this on to the kids. Let them watch that. And then there's a resource for parents and guardians as well. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday weekend, and go Canada!